As a Rhodes Scholar, as a Harvard graduate, as an educator, Jonathan Kozol could have lived a quiet existence. He chooses not to. Instead, Kozol spends his quality time with other people's children, and he writes books. His first book was Death at an Early Age, written in 1967. 6 books have followed, each focusing on the plight of disadvantaged children in America. His most recent book grew out of 200 visits to children in the South Bronx, one of the poorest neighborhoods in America, a neighborhood that has almost 100% black and Hispanic residents.
This is nearly absolute apartheid, and I speak about it all the time because I grew up in the 1960s, and I hew to one standard. If racial segregation was a sin in Mississippi and in Alabama back in 1946 and 1956, it is a sin in New York City or Chicago in the present day.
When Kozol visits New York, he sometimes has lunch with his old friends, white friends from his early days as a social activist. But Kozol says his friends have changed their lifestyles and lost their fervor.
And they pull out their credentials from the 1960s. And they say, Jonathan, you remember me? I was with you. I was there. I was in the struggle all along. And then they start that incantation and they say, I was in the March on Washington. I was there at Greensboro. And then the crowning glory in their recollections of nostalgia, I was on the bridge at Selma, Alabama. I sometimes think that if all of the ex-liberals in New York who claimed they were on the bridge at Selma really were, the bridge would have collapsed.
Kozol spoke to more than 1,000 United Methodists, transfixed by his stories of children who died early, children who write him letters, children who occupy his prayers. Kozol advocates for society to care more about these children at a time when the welfare system seems to care less.
I happen to be Jewish. But I read the Gospels. When Jesus said to Simon Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep, he did not say, only the sheep whose mothers please us by responsible behavior. He did not say, only the sheep whose mothers come to PTA. He did not say, only the sheep who have 2 parents in the pen. He said, feed my sheep.
Kozol sees children as young persons full of God's grace and blessing. He just wants the nation to be awakened from its indifference and learn how to bless all the children, no matter where they live, no matter what color they are, all children of God. I'm Mike Hickox.